Ashanafi isn't in denial about racism. He says he had to labor, sometimes painfully, to gain the acceptance of his white neighbors and co-workers. But it is this sort of integration, he contends, that makes people able to live in harmony. He sees the controversy at Mystic Valley as a product of America's broader divisions. Everyone is very sensitive, very extreme, he says. I'm trying to teach my kids not to be too sensitive and to put scenarios into perspective. A few weeks ago, Halloween was canceled at the public school district in nearby Melrose, Massachusetts. The superintendent announced that generic fall celebrations would better advance the goals of equity and inclusion. A backlash ensued, and Halloween was subsequently celebrated with such gusto at Mystic Valley that some liberal parents suspected it was an intentional swipe. It was an apt distillation of the vexing question facing American education today, to purge children's worlds of the things not everyone can share or expose them all to the same thing, whether or not they can relate to it, and is there any neutral ground between the extremes? The answers to these questions may be existential for Mystic Valley. The school's lawsuit against DESE is pending, and the state board recently denied it a waiver from the new cultural responsiveness criteria. Several Democratic state legislators are pressuring the school to change. Mystic Valley officials believe the internal DESE emails they uncovered prove that the fix is in and the state is determined to find a pretext on which to revoke its charter, which is up for renewal in 2023. It would be a brutal irony, they say, if an institution with a track record of improving outcomes for children of color is shut down in the name of anti-racism. Rita Mercado, a Filipino-American government lawyer who lives in Melrose, is among the parents who believe in Mystic Valley's vision of inclusion. She sees a group of children from diverse backgrounds who are learning to get along without taking anyone's identity for granted. At an American Heritage performance her son took part in when he was in kindergarten, seeing 100 kids of different nationalities singing, "This Land Is Your Land," I remember thinking, this is what I envision America to be. Mercado's son, now 7, wasn't aware of the town's Halloween kerfuffle when he wrote a letter to his pen pal earlier in the fall. "Do you celebrate Halloween?" the second grader wanted to know, "and if so, what do you do?" Reading it, Mercado's heart swelled with pride. This sort of curiosity was instinctive to him. He knew from school that not everyone celebrates Christmas or Hanukkah or Diwali, so it made sense to ask. "Score one for these kids being more woke than me," she says. "It's the adults who are still trying to figure it all out."